It's a blessed morning and I want to welcome you to the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to the 10th day in the month of August 2024. And for this which money cannot buy, nor any precious stone, nothing you can offer that can give us life, give us health, give us peace. It is indeed all about God. And for this special gift, Lord Jesus, we are saying thank you. We are grateful for this privilege. We are grateful for the privilege to be able to witness a brand new day. For this, Lord, accept our thanks. So wherever you are, I want you to take a moment of your time to just appreciate the King of Glory, the one who has made this possible. Just thank God. Whichever dialect you want to use this morning, let all tongues, let every living soul praise the Lord. Whichever method you want to use, you are free. Lord, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you are doing here, this is the Open Heaven Hour and this is the time of the day where we get to learn and share the Word of God, where we get to be encouraged, where we get to edify our souls, and we get to equip ourselves for the day. So I want to tell you that you are in the right place this morning. And if you are frequent on the show, let us do what we always do every morning. Let us tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. Sound the alarm. Ring the bells. Let them know that it is time for our devotion. Are you ready this morning? Let's go into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you. If you're ready, let's go into the Word of God. Today, once again, is the 10th day in the month of August 2024. And today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Husbandry. Our hymn today will be taken from hymn 27 of the Open Heaven Manual. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 27 to chapter 20, from chapter 25 to chapter 27. Jeremiah from chapter 25 to chapter 27. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Once again, our memory verse is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Malachi chapter 2 from verse 13 to 15. And this is the second thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying, so he does not regard the offering anymore, nor receive it with goodwill from your hands. Yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dwelt treacherously, yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one is six godly offspring? Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual this morning says, when you consider the word husband, you will see its similarity with the word husbandry. Husbandry has to do with caring for and cultivating crops and livestock. This gives us insight into the duty of husbands. They are to tend to their wives like gardens for their potential to blossom. They should nurture their potential and make them more beautiful and fruitful than when they met them. People admire some men's wives because those men tend their gardens well. The way a man tends his garden is a reflection of the kind of person he is. Gardens bring beauty to homes. If a garden is fruitful, then the family will be nourished with healthy fruits, vegetables, and fresh air. However, if a garden is filled with thorns, a lot of pain, parasites will exist in that home. Many married men who are always miserable and sad often complain about their wives not making them happy. Their wives can make them happy when they are sad and miserable. It is only what they receive that they can give. If you are a husband, what you should put in your wife is what you want. Take care of her. Make her happy. She will make you happy too. Before you buy a shirt for yourself, buy a dress for her. If you call her a witch and maltreat her, know that you made her one because you were cutting. Because when you were cutting, you were calling her an angel. It is after she entered your house that she became a witch. Another definition of husbandry, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is the management and conservation of resources. Many husbands don't seem to see anything special in their wives. Those are bad husbands. A good husband will see the potential in his wife in the form of her talents and gifting, and will help her manage them properly to yield the best results. As a husband, in managing your wife's resources, you should also manage her excesses and shortcomings. That is the aspect of weeding in husbandry. Those shortcomings will try to hinder her talent from blossoming. But it is your duty to identify them and reduce them to the barest minimum. A good husband does not complain about his wife's shortcomings. He manages them to ensure they don't stop her gifts from blossoming. A good husband will patiently work with his wife to overcome her shortcomings and enhance her talents. The great woman out there also have their shortcomings, but thank God they have good husbands. They are great achievers notwithstanding, and are making their husbands proud today. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please Show me all I need to do to receive the miracles that you have received, you have released to me, and give me the grace to do them in Jesus' name. Father, please show me all I need to do to receive the miracles that you have released to me, and give me the grace to do them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, you can also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing. How can you do this? By simply visiting our websites on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. Click on the on Open Heaven Hour. Click on the share button. Or you can also download to have it on your mobile devices to keep it on a replay. You can also join us live every morning and for every of our other amazing segments for the day by visiting our website still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button that you can see on your home screen, or download our mobile application on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. Have it on your mobile devices. Join all our programs for the day, and it promises to be an exciting moment. Thank you for staying tuned. Thank you for joining us every single morning. I don't want you to leave yet. Stay tuned for the next information. But till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, I want you to stay blessed and have a beautiful day. God bless you.